On this episode of Counting Cars, Kevin and I brave a tough neighborhood for a quick flip. Looks like she had a little hard night last night, huh?
Yeah, she got stolen twice.
A customer gets an unexpected surprise.
Hit it, let's get it.
It's not starting.
And maybe he's gonna talk. I finally pushed someone over the edge.
You guys got a problem, Seth.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow.
What would you take for this? I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them, and sometimes I eat them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself.
For my crew, every job's high stakes, and we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
Prop.
I like it.
Yeah.
That should be your thing, man.
Yeah.
Because you're the guy who always has the toothpick.
It sets me apart from all the rest, man.
Absolutely, man.
Because I'm the best, man.
It's good. It's sweet.
How you doing, man? Nice bike. I like that. I like that. You want to pull over and talk to you about your bike? I got you.
It's going to be a tough one, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. See, he's getting away from us.
People don't usually stop the first time I try to pull them over, but my business depends on the ability to find cars and bikes to flip, so I can't take no for an answer.
Yeah, he's pointing at us.
Maybe he's going to talk.
I don't know where he wants to pull over.
I don't know.
Right here is probably not good.
No, this probably shouldn't be the place, man.
No problem.
I just want to talk to you about the bike. I didn't want to. I'm sorry too, man. All good. Just nothing but love, man. Nothing but compliments. Absolutely.
I think I might have pushed this guy a little too far.
Yeah. He was nervous.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
But I understand that. You know, what are you guys following me for?
Yeah, absolutely. This is one of those situations where I don't want you to get shot.
Well, he didn't strike me as that kind of guy.
I know, dude, but you never know.
I have to talk to him.
Oh, my God.
I have to talk to him.
Usually after a couple times we try and get somebody to pull over, we bail.
Sit tight for a minute.
Danny's so dead set on getting this guy to pull over, had me worried a little bit.
Brother, I didn't mean to make you nervous or anything like that. It's just we're car guys and bike guys, and this bike's got so much style. I had to stop and say hi. So I'm Danny, by the way.
Roger.
Kevin, come here a second, man. Dig the look, man. Nasty looking raw, but yet it's got so much style.
This is my dream come true right here. My first bike I ever built. You know, I collect a few parts from here and there, prints.
Sure.
Hand me down, Evo motor, 80 cubic engine.
I love it. Man, they go all day long.
In 1984, the Evolution engine was Harley Davidson's solution to save it from bankruptcy. It was smoother, quieter, and more powerful than any other Harley engine that preceded it. It was an instant success.
You seem like the kind of guy that should be building stuff, because this is way cool.
Awesome, man.
I love the raw, nasty look she's got. I believe I could flip this bike for around 15 grand. So if I can convince this guy to sell it to me for 10 grand, it's an instant score.
I gotta ask you, would you ever want to sell this bike?
Oh, man, I never really thought about it.
I'd really like to buy this bike from you.
Kick me an offer.
Okay, I'll give you 8,500 bucks today.
Not a chance, Danny.
No.
For 8,500, I can't let go. She's a little rough looking, but...
No, I don't want to change a thing. I really like the bike the way it is. We got to start somewhere. What have you got in your mind?
I'll go as slow as 11.
Roger, you're on, brother. I look forward to seeing your next bike.
Absolutely, man.
The next time I won't have to chase you, just ride it down to the shop and show me what you got, man.
I'm extremely happy to have scored this bike for 11 grand today. This bike is cool, and I can't wait to get it back to the shop.
You must be Paulette. This gal, Paulette, came in today with a 1986 IROC Z28 Camaro. Wow. Looks like she had a little hard night last night, huh?
Yeah, she did. She had a couple rough nights, actually.
Now, what happened to her?
She got stolen twice. Two times. The second time the car was stolen, they put a brick on the gas pedal and tied the seatbelt up around the steering wheel, and it was going totally fast into a fence, just sitting there running, burning rubber with nobody in it.
Can we look inside?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they did you some favors in there, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
So we need a new dash, new carpet. You know what? We need a new interior. How's that?
That sounds good.
In my opinion, this car deserves a little love. And although it's not as popular as some of the collector cars that we normally get in the shop, the IROC is still a popular car to collect because there were less than 170,000 of them made. Now, the IROC got its name from the International Race of Champions, which was a huge race that many racing legends competed in, such as Dale Earnhardt and Mario Andretti.
I'm thinking we're going to be right about 35. I still got to look up all the parts. Plan on 40.
After I graduated college, my grandfather bought me the car of my dreams. My car has so much personal meaning to me, so whatever it takes, I'm willing to pay.
We promise we'll take good care of her for you. I didn't want to change a thing on it. Who's making the creative decisions on this, Scott?
So, the rat bike.
I got that bike because it was cool.
I'll find a buyer.
I don't know if he's ever going to get that money back. I really f***ed myself on this one. Earlier in the week, a customer came to the shop with a beat-up IROC that was stolen and trashed by a bunch of hooligans. The guys have been burning the midnight oil to give it a high-performance overhaul, and we're adding a surprise custom feature that will guarantee it'll never get stolen again. While they finish up, Kevin and I are cruising one of the rougher neighborhoods in Vegas looking for anything that catches our eye.
Man, we ain't finding nothing.
I know, it's hot out.
This neighborhood just has nothing to offer. What do you say we just give it a few more minutes?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Oh, wait.
What's that? It's like an old Dodge Dart. Now, that's something you don't see every day.
That thing's nice.
I'm glad we saw this, man.
This Dodge Dart got our attention from a block away. You can't miss that engine sticking out of the hood. I'm not even sure of the year of this. I'm going to guess 73. Somebody put a lot of time and money into this, and it shows. Hey, how you doing?
What do you guys want?
Oh, we didn't want to bother anybody or anything, but we just saw your car in your driveway, man. You got any time to chew your ear about it? No?
He told us.
You never know what's going to happen when you walk up to somebody's house and knock on the door, but I got to say, this is probably the first time that I had to turn around and look at Kevin. I thought to myself, you know, we might ought to just leave. What do you think? Do you want to take a stab at it?
I don't.
How you doing, man?
What do you want?
Just kind of wanted to talk to you about your car for a minute. It's a beautiful car. What year is that?
72.
72, I was off, man. I said a 73, I was off by a year. And sorry to bug you.
Don, I'm sorry, you just kind of woke me up.
Don, that's all right, man. I'm Danny, this is Kevin, man. Thanks for coming out, man. I appreciate it. Don't mean to bug you, but wow. You got a badass car, man. The Dodge Dart came out in 1960, and it was almost called the Zip. Thankfully, Chrysler executives woke up and decided not to use that name. The compact car was so popular that they decided to relaunch it in 2013. Can we see under the hood?
Sure.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't even have a room for a sandwich in there.
800 horses.
Oh, wow, man. You got to be having fun with this.
I have a problem with you overheating.
Oh, really? She's running hot on you.
Yeah, and I put on 3 fans. That doesn't seem to work.
We can help you with that. I've got a shop. We'd take it up and down the street a couple times and see what the temperature gauge says it's doing.
Sure. You want to drive it?
Dude. Wow. Yes, I do. Car guys look out for each other. So one of the things that you can do to help another car guy out is test drive his vehicle to see if maybe you can diagnose what's going on with it. Man, I hope you don't mind, but, you know, we're gonna push it a little bit, check the temperature out. You know what I'm saying?
You break it, you buy it.
I'm just hoping that I can turn this test drive into a quick flip. do anything. It just goes.
800 horses. I'll tell you.
Need some water? Hot out here.
Have you been pulled over in this thing yet?
I play Santa Claus at Christmas time, so.
Nice.
I always look at him and say, you really going to pull over Santa?
You should probably get back before it gets any warmer. It's starting to get up there a little bit. Man.
Oh,
man.
How was it?
Dude. This car will kick some Kardashian-sized ass. This thing is bad. Thank you for letting me take this thing around the corner. But I'm curious as to if you would ever consider selling this car.
Well, you know, I have everything's for sale for the right price.
I'm trying
I got a
number
in my head. If you hit it, you know, the bells will go off.
Would you look at a $15,000 offer? No? Okay, all right.
Is that number in your head you got, is that top secret?
It's 20 grand.
20 grand.
20.
I don't know that I'm ready to go 20 today. I really wanted this car, but the problem is I know that I couldn't sell it for more than 20 grand. And with further customization, I'd be in too deep to make any kind of money on it. But the good news is, I think I picked up a new customer. Maybe we can get it up to the shop and Dude, is that your turtle over there, man?
That's my desert tortoise. They're an endangered species.
Look at him, dude. What's his name?
Turtle.
What's up, buddy? Does he bite?
If he bites you, we're going to have to cut his head off because they're like snapping turtles. They don't let go.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love it. You never know what you're going to find. Well, let's do this, man. Let's get her down to the shop and let us tinker with this cooling system thing. See if we can't get that leveled out for you.
That's a great idea.
Fair enough.
Thank you.
Man, I appreciate you coming out and taking us for a ride and talking about your car.
You missed the ride, though.
I know. I'm okay with that.
I know how he drives.
Shannon, my brother, how you doing, my man?
Yo.
What you working on, brother?
Remember that bike that had, like, pinstripes and an eyeball?
Hand-painted artwork on it. A Frankenstein hand, a bone, a straight razor. I don't want to change a thing. I really like the bike the way it is.
Yep, that's the one.
I'm really confused right now because I didn't want to change a thing on it. It was cool. How did this happen?
Scott had said we were changing some things on it.
I got to call Kevin. Sit tight, brother.
I've never had anything like this happen before. I don't know who screwed up, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't me.
Who's making the creative decisions on this? Scott? He's the one saying do this and do that?
So we were told. We just assumed it was coming from you.
What's the matter with him? I don't get this.
Oh,
just hold on everything till we figure out what's going on, okay?
Good deal.
Gotcha. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I really like the way that bike was. I mean, it was perfectly ratty. It had my kind of stank all over it. That's the whole reason why I tried to get that bike so hard in the first place. So if Scott went and made changes on it without consulting me first, he better have a good reason.
So, the rat bike.
Is that the crayon bike?
Yeah.
One with all the... Okay,
yeah.
What about
yeah.
it?
The whole reason I got that bike was just because it was cool.
There's not even a work order on this bike. Explain that.
I have a work order. I had a customer that contacted us about building the bike.
Oh, okay.
I sent some photos of it.
Okay.
We went back and forth, and we were going to be able to flip it for about 25.
Okay. How much of a deposit did you get out of this guy so we can pay for these parts?
I didn't take it. I broke my own rule of all rules.
So
where's,
we got no
where's
deposit
the guy,
money?
Though? Where's the guy? He's out of New Jersey.
And is he still a player?
Dude, I started contacting him. I can't get him to answer the phone, no email, no nothing.
Normally, we take deposits on projects. We get money for parts, money for labor. On this particular project, we got no deposits. So I'm a little scared right now because this is one person's vision on how this bike should be, and that limits your buyers.
I tell you what, all I want is just give him my money back.
Okay. On this rat rod bike, I didn't know he wanted to keep it just as is. Now I'm deep in the bike. I'm hoping it doesn't screw up my quarter. I'll tell you, I really f***ed myself on this one. I'll find a buyer.
I got faith. I don't know if he's ever going to get that money back.
Are you ready to go out and cause some trouble in the streets?
Oh, hell yes.
Are you ready?
I am.
Hit it. Let's get it.
Well.
Come on.
It's not starting.
While the guys are putting the finishing touches on Paulette's I-Rot, Scott is trying to get his ass out of the doghouse. He broke his own rules. He didn't take any customer's deposit and screwed us in the process. Now, all the custom fabrication work is done on this bike. The artwork is coming out beautiful. I just know that Scott is saying his prayers that that custom gold leaf work that Ryan and Horny Mike are doing on this bike is going to help sell it.
Hi.
There she is.
Oh, wow. Are you ready to go out and cause some trouble on the streets?
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah? And check and make sure it hasn't been stolen again. Come on, man. We've been working around the clock on this I-Rock, and we finally got it finished.
Right, all right.
I can't wait for Paulette to see how she came out.
Bring that baby out.
Come to mama.
there's my baby. It's your baby.
I love it. Wow. I never imagined it to look this good.
Oh, that a sexy
beat. Yeah, brother. This is a wicked looking car.
Yeah.
We've gone through all the rubber, all the trim, did the crazy blackout wheel setup. Your windows blacked out.
I always wanted the windows tinted.
Sweet. The body's as straight as an arrow, and that black is deep.
We redid all the interior.
Yeah. Check out the inside.
I mean, it's all back to what it was when you bought it.
Wow.
Everything that had been ripped out when it had been stolen the last time, all of that is brand new.
Look at the dashboard is one piece, uncracked. Yeah. It's amazing to see it in one piece. All the damage they'd done before and to see it look like this is just, I couldn't ask for anything better.
I gotta lift the hood. I just have to.
Wow.
Hood detailed everything up underneath. It's all brand new. You're now looking at a 383 stroker Chevy motor, aluminum heads. This is a little over 450 horse now, which should be about two of your other engines.
Wow.
Well, what do you say we take this beautiful baby out for a putt?
All right.
How's that?
Yes.
Are you ready?
I am.
Hit it. Let's get it.
Well, it's not starting. What's going on?
What is going on?
Won't turn on.
Why not?
I don't know.
I know. How many times did you say this car's been stolen?
It's been stolen twice.
Twice?
Yeah.
Not anymore. You know why?
Why?
Put a hidden kill switch in it now.
A kill switch?
A hidden kill switch.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a switch that disables the whole car like it is right now.
Wow.
And nobody can steal it because nobody knows where the switch is except you. I won't tell you where the switch is. I bet you're dying to know what
it is. I do. I want to drive this thing.
I'm going to show you right now.
All right.
But nobody else gets to know.
Okay. Right.
You are ready to terrorize the neighborhood.
I need the title for the Rat Rod bike. I think I gotta have somebody to buy the
for that bike
right now. He's on his way. He should be here. It's less than 5 minutes. Just give him direction.
Can you make us some money on that?
Well, here's a copy of it. I need the original.
Don't lose the sale.
Well, don't jinx me before it happens.
I'm not. I'm throwing mojo. Get my money back. Get mojo on you.
And this Rat Rod bike, you know, I drove a project on our own dollar. I had a customer lined up, backed out. So I have a potential buyer for the bike, and you know, I'm pretty nervous right now because I really need him to save my ass. Bring me out the Rat Rod, please.
Let's tune in. Let's see how he does. Scott's more of a numbers guy than a great salesman, so this could be interesting.
What do you think, man? What do you think? I told you the pictures didn't do it justice.
No, not at all. No, it's a beautiful bike.
All right, here we go, and we're off.
We did so much fabrication from scratch on this. We made a custom headlight mount right here. We also made the tank from scratch and put this custom piece of trim on it. We pulled it off a car. I think it's from a 53 Chevy. The paint job is just amazing. I got a great leather guy. He made me a seat. Put brand new brakes on it, front and rear, brand new controls, lower, brand new uppers.
Slow down. So did you make all this stuff? Did you make it here in your shop?
Yeah, everything you see on here, we actually fabbed here.
He seemed a little frazzled.
Yeah.
He seemed a little frazzled.
He's nervous.
Well, the good news is the buyer's still standing there looking at it.
Yeah.
It really is beautiful, and it runs like a dream.
All right, so talk to me about the engine. It's a RevTech.
It's an Evo.
Evo, yeah. What size?
You've surpassed my technical skills.
I don't know what he's up to. He's coming his way.
You guys are like little kids. I need some help.
What's going on? Going okay?
I don't know the size of the motor, so I need the big dog. It's very rare a customer catches me wrong. Just one more peg in my death coffin with this bike. It's like I go get the count to save my ass.
Sure is pretty.
Yeah, it is.
What can I answer for you on this?
Motor.
80-inch Evo, it's fast because it's light and it's really dependable. I've ridden this and it is tight and right and runs great.
What are you thinking?
Somewhere around 24.
When it comes for this bike, nah, it's a little light. Honestly, I'm thinking a little bit more around 29. Like I said, I mean, we've got a ton of fabrication into this. I mean, look at the seat alone, the stitching on the seat. I'm telling you, this bike fits you, man. You look good on this. What do you think, 28?
Let's go somewhere in the middle there.
You got cash?
Yep, cash.
26. When Billy paused real hard, man, I was like, just give me my money, get the out.
Done.
Okay.
Go with that?
Absolutely. I'm glad you dig it, man. I'm glad you did a lot of bike for the money.
I think 26 is a very fair price. I think I got the better end of the deal. It seemed like they needed to move it. Any custom bike you're going to get built, it's going to take months. So I'm really excited. I got a bike now that I can take out. It's ready to go.
Unbelievable.
What's up?
We made some money.
Oh, really?
He just got his ass out of the frying pan. I can't believe it.
Hold on 1 second. Let me just tell you how it goes. You do the paperwork, I'm off to the bar. Later.
Gladly. I could go broke buying him a beer.